Welcome to this episode of Biz Takeouts, Biz Community's sound bite-sized news to go, made possible by Husqvarna, the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. I'm your host, Angie White, and I'm very excited to introduce today's guest. Jenna Robertson is the marketing manager of Husqvarna South Africa, who will be sharing with us the backstory about the brand's recent campaign featuring rugby icon Beast Tendai Mutwarira as brand ambassador and how we can all be heroes. Welcome, Jenna.
Thank you so much, Angie. It's so lovely to chat with you today.
It's awesome to have you on the show. Let's start with discussing some very exciting news for all SA Rugby and Rugby World Cup fans. Your new brand ad campaign features the Beast as brand ambassador for Husqvarna South Africa. Can you tell us a bit more about this and why you're using Beast?
Yes, so when I made the decision that we needed to elevate the brand through the use of a brand ambassador and influencer, I wanted to kind of select somebody that emulated our core values. Our business is really about unleashing pride and performance, power and precision. And Beast was absolutely the obvious choice. The synergy just makes sense. And I so happened to have made the decision just before the Rugby World Cup, which was a really smart move, to be honest. So I must say, I'm very glad that we have him on board with us.
Yes, definitely. On that note, what was it like working with an icon like Tendai?
Tendai is an absolute gentleman. He's humble, he's giving. We've got an excellent relationship. He often laughs at me because I always say to him, I know I'm being demanding, which is quite sweet. So it's very nice that we bounce off each other. He's always up for a challenge and really just willing to do anything for us. He's just one of those good guys.
Definitely gives that impression. I agree. And then on to our next question, Jenna, why are you launching now during the COVID-19 lockdown?
There's been so much adversity this year. And I think with Tendai and using his own story of resilience and determination, we use that to emulate that in the video. We know that every journey definitely comes with its challenges. And we feel like we have the opportunity to remind people that we can overcome this. I think it's a beautiful story to tell, both his and aligned with the Husqvarna brand, and I just felt like it was the best time to kind of give people a little bit of hope.
Definitely. I mean, from what I've heard about his story, it's definitely one of resilience, so I can agree with you there. On that note, can you tell us a bit more about the making of the ad?
Absolutely. Obviously, we were thrown a little bit of a challenge due to the lockdown. So just after level 2 lifted, we embarked on the shooting schedule. Obviously, as always, abiding by the COVID rules. And what we tried to do was plan a rainy, windy evening in Durban. And the reason we chose to do that is because we wanted to have those tough conditions to deliver an authentic visual.
Sure, so you're definitely battling the elements and the lockdown regulations and everything all at once. Definitely must have made for some really tough circumstances, but an amazing ad.
Oh, it was a little bit of fun. We had a couple of people running around covering the equipment with umbrellas, but it really was great. You know, we had a good team on board.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall for that shooting. Okay, next up, what is the key brand message that you want people to take away from the ad?
So I think I've mentioned this quite a bit before, but really it's about resilience and reliability. You'll obviously see in that visual where we represent that. I think it creates a resonance for everybody. We don't just want people to associate it that are currently within the industries that we serve. It really is a story to tell for everybody. It's a story about seeing possibilities rather than problems, looking ahead and chasing your dreams, and just being your own kind of hero.
Definitely a message that I think the country is in need of right now. So, yeah, spot on there. And then, Jenna, we felt honored by your recent comments about the heroic role that the media has played in empowering South Africans with knowledge and information, vital in navigating the uncharted road ahead to rebuilding our economies and our spirits. Can you share with us why you think this is?
So during the initial phases of lockdown, people were bound to their homes. They were glued to the television, waiting for the president to update us, to know what was happening, not just in South Africa, but across the world with regards to this pandemic. And I think that the media has played such a significant role for us in having to navigate all of that information and keep everybody up to date. We've obviously seen there will probably be a significant increase in traffic to news websites, and just there's a whole new value that the media has kind of offered to us over this kind of very testing time. You know, you've also been at the forefront of it, having to go out and collect all of that information, putting your own health at risk, and that again, we have to just honor you for putting yourselves forward and allowing us to have the information that we need.
Well, it's really appreciated. And I mean, it has been a little bit tough to navigate. It was a bit of an adjustment for everybody, I'm sure. But I think we're getting there and coming out on the other side. It feels like it anyway.
Yes.
And then lastly, Jenna, would you like to tell us a bit more about the scope of the Husqvarna brand in South Africa and Africa, and any future plans or trends in the light agriculture sector?
Absolutely. We have so much going on with our brand, and I really am so excited to be a part of a business that is constantly looking at reviewing their product ranges and building out new initiatives and just being really innovative in the things that we deliver. One of the key things for us is our customer service. We've had the opportunity to start expanding our footprint across Africa, and we have to partner with appointed authorized dealerships and distributors. And I think that is one of the key unique points that we have as a business. We really are so grateful to be working with these dealers that are on the ground, also helping them and giving them scope to be able to grow. So that's one part of the business that is always going to ever be expanding. On top of that, just as a group, at a group level, the business is very focused on future sustainability. We as a business are trying to look at what we can do to help eradicate climate change. A number of our products have been developed to help deliver on this. So we have a range of battery and robotic equipment that offers low to no carbon emissions. And also it comes with reduced sound so that we can help manage with noise pollution. As I've mentioned before, as part of this future sustainability journey, we've partnered with the SWAF, Kuvisa, on a local community social media channel called Grow Our Beloved Country on Instagram and Facebook, where we're just encouraging people themselves to do what they can to help look after the environment. Over and above that, we have another unique initiative called Salt Management. It really just speaks to the game farmers and landowners about land management. We have a huge struggle in our country with alien plant eradication, erosion, and encroachment. And it's a program that our specialist event Mark heads up. It's very much around managing that land, as I said, and then bringing the benefits to you as a landowner to help maximize your productivity of the land, but also your profit and the well-being of animals. I really could keep going on for more, but I'd probably say pop onto our website at www.husqvarna.co.za. And one other great thing to mention is that we do now offer online click and collect, so you can go and shop all of the equipment needs that you have, and you can collect at your nearest dealer. It comes with a free pre-delivery inspection, and orders over 500 rand are free delivery.
Awesome, and that's definitely spot on with the lockdown and the way that e-commerce is going. So well done for logging into that.
Thank you.
I'm sure that you'll see a lot of online orders.
Yes, I mean, it's such a different product to consider purchasing online. So we did launch at the end of last year, and we slowly started to see the upweighting on the sales and kind of traffic to staff, but I definitely think it is the right place for any business to be these days.
Definitely, and I don't think it's going to be going away anytime soon. I think, if anything, it will just continue to increase. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what lies ahead.
Absolutely agree.
Right, Jenna, thank you for joining me today. That's a wrap for today's show, with thanks to Husqvarna South Africa for making it possible. This was Biz Takeouts. Take it where you like it, when you like it, how you like it. Bye for now.